Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. The fruit of the Spirit is not a self-improvement checklist. It's a description of God's nature. And because He is in you, it's a description of yours. So the question isn't, how do I produce more fruit in my life? It's, how do I live from what's already in me? Here's the practice. Pick a truth and be true to it. And here's what makes this practice so powerful. Paul calls it fruit, not fruits. Singular, 9 expressions of one nature. They are not 9 separate things you develop independently. They partner together because they come from the same source. When you practice peace, joy rises with it. When love leads, patience is right beside it. When gentleness shows up, self-control is already there. You can't walk in one without the others following because they all flow from the same Spirit. Think about it this way. Joy and peace partner together in raising your expectation of God's goodness. Kindness and patience partner together in how you respond to people. Love and faithfulness partner together in how you show up in relationships. You aren't picking one fruit off a shelf. You're stepping into the fullness of who He is in you. And whatever expression is needed in that moment rises to the surface. For some of us, we have to unlearn a belief that the fruit of the Spirit is 9 standards to achieve. It's not. It's one nature to walk in. It is the reality of your union with Christ. Keeping in step with the Spirit is not about trying to keep up. It's about becoming more aware of what's already true about you. So let's practice greater awareness today by picking a truth and being true to it. His peace, His patience, His love. Because they all flow from the same Spirit, when one rises, the others rise with it.